This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 3rd, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums. Antoinette Grajeda will join me in just a moment. Walton Arts Center presents the Soweto Choir on March 6th as part of the 10x10 Art Series. The 24-member choir from South Africa won an Oscar for their song Baba Yetu, Our Father, from the movie WALL-E. Tickets and more information are available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, several Arkansas towns have been identified by the University of Arkansas to participate in a sustainability report card program. Antoinette will talk with Michelle Halsall, Managing Director of the Applied Sustainability Center at the U of A, to talk about that program. Plus, the concept of Southern art history, how we talk about it, depends on how we define it. And this week's edition of Arkansongs remembers how Dick Powell from the Arkansas Ozarks became one of the biggest stars of his day. First, most of the region has been at a standstill today after a mix of sleet, snow, ice, thunder, and lightning covered the area yesterday and last night. Schools, universities, city offices, and courts either delayed or canceled activities scheduled for today. The precipitation that fell for most of yesterday didn't go anywhere after near-record low temperatures were recorded overnight. The low temperature for Fayetteville early this morning was 3, while it dropped to just 1 above zero in Rogers this morning. And Fort Smith Regional Airport recorded a low of 5. Tahlequah, Oklahoma, also recorded a low of 5 this morning. Urban agriculture may get a leg up this week in Fayetteville. If the city council meets tomorrow night, aldermen will discuss a proposed urban agriculture ordinance, which would alter the city's unified development code. The changes would allow residents to have on-site sales of home-produced agricultural products, and the ordinance would also allow for chickens and goats to be kept within the city. Peter Nierengarten is the Director of Sustainability and Strategic Planning for the City of Fayetteville.
The focus or the overarching goal is to promote more agriculture where appropriate and as appropriate inside our city limits, with an overall goal of increasing citizens' access to healthy local foods, with a goal of helping to address some of the food insecurity issues that we have here in Fayetteville and in Northwest Arkansas, to really support our local economy with a focus on more locally produced food, to help connect citizens to their food and create greater awareness of the benefits of local and healthy food, and to improve citizens' ability, of course, to sell and grow and produce their own food, you know, in an effort to achieve all of those end goals.
Under the proposed changes, residents would be allowed to have a maximum of between 6 and 20 female chickens and ducks, up to 3 goats, and up to 4 beehives, depending on the size of the lot on which the animals are to be kept. In addition, animals won't be allowed in subdivisions that already have rules banning farm animals. And by opening city code to allow for more animals to be kept in the city, the city's animal control ordinance will also be similarly changed.
Parallel to this ordinance change, there's some changes to the Chapter 92, which regulates how animal control deals with animals at large in the city. So we're making some tweaks there to allow them the flexibility to deal with any farm animals that may get out, and then the ability to also, you know, take those animals in and then, you know, take payment from the owner in exchange for returning that animal to them, which is what we do for dogs and cats right now.
The Fayetteville City Council is scheduled to meet at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at the Fayetteville City Administration Building. A federal trial originally scheduled to begin today for former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shaffner will now begin tomorrow because of icy conditions across the state. The former treasurer faces extortion and bribery charges for allegedly taking $36,000 from a bond broker in exchange for steering state investment business to that person's company. Gwen Moritz with Arkansas Business has been covering the court hearings leading up to the trial.
It's going to take a little while for them to seat a jury. This is a highly publicized case, and so there'll be a careful jury selection. Then they'll try the case, and the case, of course, is a complicated one to try, because I think that the fact that Martha Shaffner admitted taking money from the broker, the one that has not been officially identified, although we have confirmed that it was Steele Stevens, she acknowledged in open court that she had taken money from him. The quibble is over whether this was a bribe, whether in exchange for this money she actually directed state business to this broker. So the fact that she made some admissions like that in open court can be used against her and are going to complicate her defense on that.
Last week, U.S. District Judge Leon Holmes turned down a request by Schaffner to throw out the 14 counts of extortion and bribery. Last month, prosecutors added 10 wire fraud counts against Schaffner, accusing her of misspending nearly $10,000 from her campaign account. Those charges will be heard in a separate trial. The process to reserve tickets for the talk by Maya Angelou at the Fayetteville Public Library will now begin Wednesday because of yesterday's winter storm. Originally, the reservation process was to begin today, but the library staff decided to delay the ticketing until they could be confident the library would be able to be open. Tickets will be available beginning Wednesday at the library's website, faylib.org. People needing assistance can call 856-7000. Maya Angelou will be at the library on Friday, April 11th at 7 p.m. The Arkansas women's basketball team will open up play in the SEC tournament Wednesday night at 8:30 as the number 11 seed. Arkansas will meet the number 14 seed, Mississippi, in the first round game in suburban Atlanta. The winner of the Arkansas-Mississippi game plays the sixth seed, Auburn, Thursday night. Yesterday, Arkansas ended its regular season with a 72-70 win over Missouri in Bud Walton Arena. Today's Razorback baseball game is off, not surprisingly. The Razorbacks were scheduled to play IPFW, but the game was canceled because of the wintry conditions. Arkansas next travels to Berkeley, California this week to play four games in 3 days, beginning with an afternoon contest against San Francisco University Friday afternoon. And the Razorback men's track and field team won the SEC indoor title this weekend in College Station, Texas. The women's team finished third at the conference meet. Both teams will compete in the National Indoor Championships in Albuquerque later this month. Temperatures should remain cold through tonight, lows between 11 and 17 throughout the listening area. There will be a few clouds tonight as well. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Tuesday night, the forecast includes partly cloudy conditions and lows in the lower to mid 20s.